guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Stallman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And we tried to put a turnaround Tuesday in, although Minneapolis wheat kind of failed here at the end of the day, and beans kind of did too, ending mixed.
You know, you're right, Randy, and we were close, to seeing some green numbers as far as the soybeans and wheat go today. And, you know, good crop in South America, but there's some recent estimates that have trimmed back some of that production, and good crush numbers again yesterday supporting the soybean complex and the wheat market too. You look at the winter wheat conditions, they did improve in Oklahoma and Kansas, but, you know, we saw a couple states that did see a decrease, and those markets being oversold saw some short covering. But the market that suffered today was the corn market. Traded with red numbers for the entire session, again pushing down to new contract lows and being driven by the negative ethanol margins, with the fallout in the crude oil market and then decreased gas demand, again adding some weakness to the corn complex. And again, I think we've seen a lot of panic selling in these markets today and for the past 2-3 weeks, again, just with the coronavirus. And if something changes there or things settle down, I think we'll see some leveler heads come back into to trade the commodities and these outside markets.
Right. Livestock markets put in a whale of a day here today after being down sharply yesterday.
You know, they did, and I think, you know, all you have to do is look at the news and see the reports of grocery stores with, no food on the shelves and empty meat cases. And we saw that yesterday with the boxes as far as choice goes, up, $12, up another $11.50 today, almost $24 in 2 days. And that created some short covering and buying interest as far as the live cattle go. And there, the futures there are also at a steep discount to the cash market, and I think that's offering support. The same story with the lean hogs. Again, the cutouts up $12 in 2 days, and some buying interest came back into those markets, and people need to eat. And again, there's been a large domestic demand for meat supplies.
Tell you what, you get so used to watching the box beef and seeing load counts anywhere from 75 to maybe 105, to all of a sudden see one that's over 200 yesterday, and then at noon today we're up 120 loads or so. It just seems like, boy, that demand really kicked in.
You know, it really has. And I think, again, just, we talk about the panic selling as far as the markets go. It's also panic buying when people end up being, shut in at home and they can't go out and eat, restaurants being shut down, bars being shut down, and people having to cook at home. They're going to make sure that they have some food.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of here?
You know, I think just keep monitoring the coronavirus. The government came out this morning, talked about doing a little stimulus to the consumers and that have fallen again here on some economic hardships. We'll see how that plays out over the next week or two and, how the disease ends up affecting our country here.
Brian Stroman at Progressive Ag Marketing.